So Dennis Prager is going viral all over the internet and is being called a misogynist. Can you believe it? Can you believe our very own Dennis Prager, Grandpa of America, is being called a misogynist? Why? Because an article that he wrote states that women are doing a lot to harm society. We're going to be talking about that today and seeing whether or not it's true. Let's get into it. Welcome back, guys, to Unapologetic Live. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Today, we're going to be talking about Dennis. As I said, he's America's grandpa, but America's grandpa is sometimes not so well-liked. He recently put out an article that is titled, "Women Are Disproportionately Hurting Our Country." And of course, a lot of people read that headline, saw the name Dennis Prager, and were up in arms about what he had written and the ideas surrounding that particular headline. Now, whether or not they actually read the article and had anything to refute within the article, debatable. I've been going through Twitter and seeing what people have been saying. Not a single person seems to refute what is stated in the article. They just don't like the headline. Before we get into the article itself, here's a few of the responses. Someone says, "If I as a woman can help facilitate the creation of a country that is personally frightening or disappointing to anti-vax, pro-totalitarian / authoritarian, pro-make-me-a-sandwich-bitch, anti-equality, equity, Dennis Prager, I will feel extra fulfilled today." Thank you so much, Nicole M. Wolverton, for that hot take. Next one, to be fair, Prager and the Heritage Foundation, who we don't really bear association to, but whatever, hates everyone except old, white, rich, corrupt Christian men. So it must have been so hard for Dennis Prager to sit across from me the other day and have a conversation, considering I am not an old, rich, white, corrupt Christian man. But I digress. And, another one saying here from Jessica Valenti says, "Not gonna lie, I love it when the misogyny is this pure." And there is just a nice little neat photo of the headline itself. So let's talk about the idea of women being the ones who are disproportionately hurting our country. Modern day feminists would, of course, say it's men. It's the men's issue. It's patriarchy. It's toxic masculinity that are weighing down women and hurting us every single day of our lives living in this country. But let's look at some of the societal ills that we're facing in this country and whether or not men or women are behind them. And we'll be honest about it. Let's get through it. And let's first talk about what Dennis claims. He talks about first how raising good men is one of the most important things a society can do, which is true. You know, strong men create good times. We're currently dealing with weak men and bad times. So hopefully we're going to go back through that cycle again and have a nice strong male force here. He also goes on to say that, you know, men have to learn to control their male urges, predatory sexual urges, their assertiveness, their aggressiveness. All of these things need to be harnessed in a positive manner and utilized in a positive manner in order for a boy to become a man. With women, he states that women need to learn to control their emotions, and that's how a girl becomes a woman. And that's something no feminist wants to hear, right? Because we're not more emotional than men. We're just told that we're more emotional than men. Even though our hormones and our biology dictate exactly that, it's just cultural standards. It's gender roles that are making people think that women are more emotional than men. It's not the hormones that are coursing through our veins on any given day. So let's talk about the societal ills that Dennis Prager chooses to attribute to women. First is our education system. He talks about how the American education system has largely failed its children. He goes into talking about the drag queen story hours that many classes are now engaging in. He goes on to talk about how the 1619 Project, that states that America was not founded in 1776, but actually in 1619 when the first slave ships arrive, is led and brought about by Nicole Hannah Jones, who happens to be a woman. He talks about how the sex and gender education that is now infiltrating our public school systems is largely led by women. Is anything wrong there? I can't think of anything wrong there. These are female-led initiatives, often feminist-led initiatives. So I'm really getting confused as to why people are so up in arms about this. And I think it's because the headline gives them this sort of visceral reaction. How dare you blame women, you misogynist? And then when they read it, they go, you're actually kind of right, if they even read it. He moves forward to talk about the COVID-19 crisis and how the teachers' unions who demanded, you know, the kids shouldn't be in school, we should have this time off, we're going on strike. Those teacher unions are, by and large, female. So there's another one there. Talks about women physicians and healthcare workers that are at the vanguard of ruining young people's lives at children's hospitals by pushing puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. True. Tick. Women who are advocating in medical schools for woke ideologies. Click. Done. Female physicians who are talking about women's reproductive health and leading this women's rights movement surrounding abortion. And in an open letter that 600 medical doctors signed to censor pro-life individuals and groups, guess what gender that signing was skewed towards? Female. And in his final note, he talks about women clergy being at the forefront and on the front lines of pushing Christianity and Judaism to the left and making them more progressive. That's not something I can personally speak to. I'm sure Taylor can. He's witnessed progressive Christianity and can speak to whether or not that's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that's infiltrated the church right now is this movement toward, you know, we can interpret the Bible to say whatever we want it to say and not have to contend with anything that it says. And it's just a loosening of standards in general. And as we talk about this, I'm reminded of like Jordan Peterson's framing of chaos and order, and chaos being associated mm-hmm. with femininity, order being associated with masculinity, and just how none of those things is inherently better or worse morally,
right.
But you want them in balance. And for a functional society, you when you have too much order, then you get that top-down, dogmatic, very like no one's free to be themselves or do anything. And I think what we're seeing now is a rebellion against maybe what felt like the religious fundamentalist era of the 80s, 90s, or even like earlier in American culture. And that's what we saw, like a lot of those new atheists mm-hmm. were articulating arguments against, is like, hey, a lot of this fundamentalist ideology being imposed on us is this, it's like it goes back to this hyper masculine archetype of the tyrannical father.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now I think we've swung the total opposite direction, and it's like we reject any sense of semblance of control or any semblance of standards or boundaries that are imposed on us by history, by historic values, by the family structure or traditional gender roles or norms or anything like that. All that stuff is the evil stuff, and we have to fight against that and take it down. And that has been so suppressed now that we're just seeing what it looks like when chaos reigns supreme.
It's not, you know, the truth can be offensive sometimes. You can be offended by the truth. And the truth is, in reading this article, there's not much pushback you can give to him saying that women are the leaders of these sorts of movements. Now, you can say, I don't think these particular movements are degrading our society. I don't think they're creating problems in our society. I'm sure a lot of left-leaning people would argue that these are all great things that women have been on the front lines of. These are all great movements that they've been pushing for. Of course, me being on the other end of the spectrum here, I don't think they're great things. I don't think they're beneficial to society. I don't think they are leading us in a direction that is going to lead to successful and fruitful lives for not just women in the future, but everybody in the future. And you know, if anything, I know a lot of people are upset about this and calling this misogynist. I'm a woman. I love being a woman. I would never want to be a man. And by old school definitions of feminism, men and women being equal, I am a feminist. Wouldn't call myself a modern day feminist, but I would call myself an old school feminist. And just because you take on those labels doesn't mean that this article is inherently misogynist. It's simply truthful. And in fact, you know what? Right now, hello, Dennis Prager. I'd love to add to your article. So let's go through a list of other things that women have brought about in this society that I think are inherently harmful. Women, the body positivity movement. You've ushered this in, talking about how fat is now somehow healthy and you can have health at any size in America, when we know that is inherently false, statistically false, medically false. But do you hear men hearkening on about the body positivity movement? Do you hear men marching out in the streets for dad bods and being like 300 pounds and calling that healthy? No. Female-led. Black Lives Matter and all of the racial segregation that we're now fighting for in this country, is that male-led? I can point to a few very prominent male protesters and advocates, Ibram X. Kendi being one, DeRay McKesson, although they do happen to be very feminine men, but that's a side note. The BLM founders all happen to be women. Nicole Hannah-Jones, woman. Patrice Cullors, you know her from BLM and her mansions. Female. And a lot of the people who look at me and tell me I'm oppressed and that I don't know how to advocate for myself, let alone speak for the Black community, female. When I went to Winona State University and was protested by over 40 students, they were female. I know this is anecdotal information, but it points to a general point that women and their emotions are leading a lot of these movements that are so harmful for society. Let's talk about modern day feminism, which is telling women, go for your career. Don't have children. That's not fulfilling for you. We look down on stay-at-home moms. Don't care about your body. In fact, sexual promiscuity is good and a power that women have not been taking on as of late. Make yourself a slave to your career and nothing else. Be the aunt that spoils all your nieces and nephews rather than creating a family. Be that woman who's in the marketplace, who takes on the role of a substandard man. Women-led movement. Transitioning kids, as Dennis speaks to in this article. Not a male-led movement. In fact, when we're looking at family court cases of kids being taken away from a parent, which parent is it normally? It's normally the father. While the mother is pushing to have their minor medically transitioned. Women. Public schooling, like we said. The teachers unions here in America, specifically the NEA, the second largest teachers union in America that is pushing things like CRT and gender theory, largely female-led. We all know the teaching profession is female-skewed, and these are the people who are ruining our public institutions in many ways, so much so that parents are in droves pulling their kids out of public school and homeschooling them.
Right. Not to mention lockdowns and the disastrous effects of remote learning and how that's just obliterated test scores and performance.
Largely female-led. Again, not misogynist, just the truth. Taylor mentions female writers that have now entered Hollywood in media that are just destroying our entertainment systems because all we do is get political messages through everything and everything and everything. And that's not to say that women should not have jobs in media. Just please become a woman and not a girl before doing so. They are so highly led with emotions, highly led with injecting their political views into everything that they create, that it's creating garbage.
Yeah, if you're someone who has this, you know, Hollywood is trying to do this more affirmative action. We know that, we all know that they're like woke. And so you're if you're someone who's getting a job because of your gender and you're embracing that and celebrating that, and then you're wanting to use that platform to further this activist perspective and put that into the writing of the shows. And that's what's showing up. And what they're doing is often handing these great IPs, intellectual properties like Star Wars, like Lord of the Rings, like the She-Hulk stuff, Marvel stories. Yep. And they're ending up in the hands of these activist writers who are not trying to do justice to the source material or to carry on the legacy of it, have no respect for it. That's why you get this clip of She-Hulk woman-splaining to Real Hulk, how poor he is at managing his anger and how she's the real victim because she gets catcalled and stuff and how she's so good at managing her anger, even though she's kind of like losing her mind while she's explaining how great she is at managing her anger. But it's just this, it's this femsplaining, and you're not solving anything by just flipping the script and placing these activist voices into these spaces. We'd be much better off with a degree of neutrality, and that's the equality that we're looking for. And we can build a healthy society when men and women are equal, and we're worried about all these quotas, and we're not worried about platforming someone for their gametes, but really looking at who is qualified, who can bring stories to life, who has something to offer the world, and looking at and trying to build a society together instead of shaming one entire 50% of the population for your historical tyranny over the world. And we've heard your voice enough. What do you think that's going to breed? It's just going to breed more division.
Absolutely true. And I feel like this list could go on and on. We could talk about safe spaces and hate speech and the attacks on free speech right now, largely being led by women. We can talk about the anti-Second Amendment movements that are happening right now in America, largely led by women. And I think the underlying thing is exactly what Dennis states in his article. And I want to scroll and read it exactly. Specifically, girls have to learn to control their emotions. And I can't wait to be called a misogynist for saying that. It's something that I deal with on a day basis. I find when I am at my weakest, both like argumentatively in my mental state, in my physical state, it is when I am being an emotional individual and when that is the main driver in the way that I am thinking and in the way that I am communicating. For men, they might find the same thing. Their weakest points are when they are just running with aggression, when they're running with these innate tendencies that they have to go for something that's not actually going to be fulfilling for them, but fulfills a biological desire rather than a logical one. And we both have our counterparts and we balance each other out. And it's about learning that, accepting that, saying that, no, it's not a misogynistic, patriarchal narrative that we're getting. It is, in fact, the truth and is, in fact, inherent to our nature, and going, you know what? I'm going to work to control that, not to let that lead me into bad decisions that are now being enforced and inflicted on other people all across our society. So let's look back at the headline of this. Women are disproportionately hurting our country. I agree. And I've talked to a lot of women about this article, even in this office here at PragerU, who read the headline and went, oh, I did not like the headline at all. And then I read the article and I couldn't disagree. Mm-hmm. And I talked to my friend about it and I couldn't disagree. And I came to the conclusion that, in fact, this is right. And, you know, if you have a counterpoint where men are doing worse for society, please let me know. Please drop it in the comments down below and we'll revisit it. Prove me wrong. I'd love to be proved wrong on any subject matter, and particularly this one, because I am a woman. I don't want to state that I contribute to the problems that are facing our society, but I did that 4 years ago. So yeah, let me know what your thoughts are. Taylor, any final thoughts on this?
Maybe it's just important to note that if we add any caveat to that, mm-hmm. to this, not even that I want to, but we could say women are currently doing more damage to society than men, because again, they're in charge and that the balance is swung in that favor. So we're not saying that women are inherently worse than men, or that women should not have any influence over society. We're just saying that it's clearly out of balance now because of this weird woke, hyper-feminized culture that we're in, and that until we acknowledge that, we're not going to really move past it and get a healthy balance again.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, this is our current state, and a state that we need to work against and, you know, work for something more successful and more fruitful for us. And I'll also add, this is not to say that there are not many amazing women out there doing amazing things day in and day out who are aware of the way things work and who are trying their best every day to seek out truth and to share that truth with other people. So this is not a let's look down on women day. I happen to be one, so I don't particularly want to engage myself in that, but I do want to be truthful about the qualms of our society, why we're facing them, and who's at the front lines of creating those issues, and happens to be women.
So I wish I could meet someone, a woman who's out there on the front lines facing the issues, maybe like hosting a show or podcast or something, who's just speaking the truth unapologetically, you know. I just wish we knew someone who was doing that.
And it's not to pat myself on the back either. All I'm saying is this is the way that I view the world. And Dennis Prager hit the nail on the head, even though people don't want to hear it. And in a future video you're going to see from Dennis, he states something important. He says, you know, men kill people, women kill society sometimes.
I wondered too, because we recorded that last week. I wondered if like this article was spawned out of that conversation we had on the podcast.
Yes, because be coming out soon. You'll see Taylor and I had very visceral reactions to him saying that. But we'll let Dennis speak for himself in his articles, and we'll let him speak for himself in that video. Can't wait for you guys to see that. And again, drop your thoughts down below. Do you agree with Dennis here? Do you think people are just getting angry over the headline, or is there something wrong with what he said? Do you think it's an even burden for both of us in, as far as the problems that we've created in our society? Is it skewed in one direction? Is that direction female or male? Drop it in the comments down below. As always, we love to encourage healthy debate underneath all of our videos. And please, if you like what we had to say, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we go live or post a new video for you guys, because we love to keep you guys aware and up to date with everything that's happening and all the conversations we're having. Thank you guys so much for watching. See you tomorrow.